Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Your mission, listener, should you choose to accept it, is to listen to the Wake Up Crew. As always, John, Brian, and Dalton will usher you through the next 2 hours of news, traffic, weather, and fun. This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds. Good luck.
And good morning. It's Wake Up Crew. This is Monday, June 9th. Glad you're aboard with us here. Episode 1674, that's 1674. And good news, 5 days until Flag Day and 6 days until Father's Day. So, Dalton, you've got 6 days to come up with an idea for your dad.
I was about to say one of those holidays is more important than the other, and it's Flag Day.
Yeah, well, that's true. I'm thinking I'm going to suggest a gift to give your father.
Mm.
Get one that says like grandpa or granddaddy on it, or you know, give him a shirt and give him one
you
every
know,
year.
He's already bought that for himself.
Oh no, my. No, I didn't.
He bought a coffee mug. A
little bit got it for me already.
Well, she didn't. She doesn't have any money, but it does say best grandpa.
Well, she's got an.
That's a total lie. Best grandpa ever. I'm the best grandpa ever. How can you be the best grandpa when I'm the best grandpa? I
beg your pardon.
Well, excuse me, but you look
John
at...
John does have 16 years of experience on you.
That's correct. And I've got two of them. You have 10.
Now, I can't control the number that I have.
Well, I'm just saying, the statistics show that I'm a better grandpa.
Statistics?
I'm a better grandpa. Let's don't argue about little things that we can't control.
I have already gotten her to lick her tongue out at me, so... There's that.
Okay. I don't think I'm going to ask my 16-year-old to do that.
Well, I mean, she's only 3 weeks old, but she's already bought me a mug, and she licks her tongue out at me. I mean,
all
how much
lies,
better?
Buddy. All lies.
No.
We know where you got the mug. We know. But I think a t-shirt would be good. You would look great in one. And you don't know what they're going to call you yet. What if she decides to call you a doo-wop
Booger.
Or something? Yeah. Or weirdo or something.
I'm leaning toward BB.
What?
BB?
BB. Yeah.
And I like that other one. What was that other one? Bebop? What was the other
Bebop.
One?
I don't know. Maybe.
You didn't like Bebop?
It's fine. My initials are BB, so BB.
Oh, gosh.
It would be, you know, unique.
Well, how about this? WGNS Live with Brian Barrett. Why don't you let her call you that? Here's Brian
Weather
Barrett.
Weather.
Yeah. Here's Brian Barrett. Oh, yeah. She'll be sitting in his lap doing that Rutherford Weather.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But hopefully she won't be a geek, you know. Well, I mean.
She may grow up to be. She's going to be the president one day.
I mean, a weather geek.
What would she be? The class of 2040?
For 2042.
Two? Okay.
I got
the craziest.
Go ahead.
Well, the craziest was this. She will turn 80 years old in 2105.
Wow.
And at 75 years old, she'll see 2100.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Isn't that crazy?
That's pretty cool.
And now we'll be long gone.
What?
We'll be long gone.
All three of us will be long gone by that point.
Yeah, probably so. I thought it was interesting today. Melissa lost her earbud, and she was scrambling around. Oh, yesterday, I guess it was. No, Friday. Whatever. Yeah, Friday. And she said she couldn't find her earbud. And Brian goes, well, you can find them on your phone. And I'm like, so she was going, what? I said, and so I just kind of said, Melissa, listen, don't let him explain it to
it.
You. He'll get frustrated trying to explain it to you. And, you know, he's the only one that, other than his son, that would know anything that what he's talking about. I don't think she had a clue, did she? I didn't.
She never does. I mean.
Oh wow. Wow. That's pretty ugly, brutal. Grandpa, for you to say things about other people like that. You're going to have to start setting a better example to your granddaughter.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? You can't raise her like you raised Dalton. You can't. You can't do it.
Why? Is it because of the way he turned out?
Just total opposite. Just total opposite, and it'll be fine. Just whatever you think that, you know, you want to punish Dalton with, you won't even think about it with her. It won't even come across your mind.
I think I turned out all right.
Oh, you were fine. I'm not saying that. I'm saying...
You say don't raise him like you did him,
but
he's okay.
The abuse.
Oh, right.
That he had
definitely
to go through.
Don't do that.
Okay.
It was mental. Let's face it, it wasn't physical abuse, was it? Oh, a little bit, maybe. But mostly mental. It's the mental abuse you put me through half the time. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. Grandpa, best grandpa ever.
Thanks.
They need to put that on a crock pot. And then crock pot? Yeah. Grandpa, what a crock. Okay.
No, put it on a Gordon Ramsay frozen meal.
Hey, we're going to have a good time today. We've got a lot of things. We're going to tell you how you can save money today. It's almost all morning long, till 7 o'clock. We're going to tell you how to save money. All right. You into it? 617, here's the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, showers and thunderstorms likely into the afternoon. Under cloudy skies, high near 86 degrees. Southwest winds gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. Into tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight. Under cloudy skies, low around 61 degrees. Southwest winds around 5 to 10. Tuesday, lots of sunshine returns. High near 84 degrees. West winds will stay around 5 to 10. I am weatherology meteorologist Jabe Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the Restore.
Our hours are Monday, 12 to 6, Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, and on Saturday, 9 to 3. We try to stop donations an hour before we close.
Shop, save, and donate to the Habitat Restore.
And yes, we are open to the public.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Everything is more expensive these days. If high prices are dragging down your summer plans, would a little extra cash help? If you join Heritage South Community Credit Union and open your first account by June 30th, you could win $1,500 to fuel your summer fun. Plus, we're giving away great prizes every week. Now is the perfect time to learn why we say we help when others won't. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Farm Fresh Fridays and Tuesdays.
Fresh eggs, homemade jams, locally raised meats.
And every vendor grows or raises it themselves.
7 a.m. to 1.
It's not just a market, it's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Farmers Market in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Martin Weiss.
A home run party in the Bronx as the Red Sox beat the Yankees on the road. Trevor Story, Rafael Devers, Carlos Navarez, and Christian Campbell all hit home runs. Abraham Toro as well. Aaron Judge with his 22nd and 23rd home runs as the Red Sox win 11-7. In the NBA, Game 2 of the NBA Finals Series now tied one game apiece. Oklahoma City with a 123-107 win over the Indiana Pacers. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 34 points, the MVP, leading everyone in scoring. Alex Caruso and Aaron Wiggins had 20 and 18 points off the bench, respectively. That total did better than every Pacer individually out there tonight. Tyrese Halliburton had 17. Miles Turner finishes with 16. Pascal Siakam with 15. Mavericks are scheduling Cooper Flagg to have a private visit in Dallas on June 17th. The NBA draft is 1 week after that, June 25th.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
621 on the Wake Up Crew. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. You can manage your power with the MyMTE app, track energy, pay bills, and more. I think that means it's not called an app track. It's called app track.
Yeah.
Yeah. Energy, pay bills, and more. MTE serving our community since 1936. You use that app a lot, don't you? I mean, Well, I mean, probably more than most people.
Oh, I don't know if I do more than most people, but I do use it. Keep up with the outages and stuff.
This is my vision of Brian at home. He's in his recliner. He's got his little phone up on his belly, and he's doing this the entire time. What do you think? Would that be close?
With two dogs in his lap and the Weather Channel on the TV.
Yeah. Would that be close to what I imagine that?
No.
Oh. You're not.
What's the difference?
Okay, you're not on the recliner.
I am always.
Oh, okay. You don't have your phone.
Pretty much always.
Okay. And there's not a dog in your lap.
They're up and down. It's annoying.
Oh. We get some good video every once in a while. Dalton and I get good video of your dog.
One will, you know, if Ladybug's in my lap, then Skeeter wants up there. But when Skeeter gets up there, she wants down. So she gets down, and he'll stay there until he decides he wants to go somewhere else and bother someone. And then he'll get down, and she'll jump back up. And then he sees that, and then he'll jump back in my lap, and she'll jump down. It's pretty much all night.
But Rosie never does.
Oh, no. Rosie stays
She's
far
probably
away as
happy
possible.
That they're fighting over your lap, really, I would imagine. Yeah. But
she's sick of you, basically.
She's sick of people and
life, I think.
Life in general, maybe. I don't know.
Just feed me, Seymour. That's all she's wanting.
Yeah, pretty
much. All right. Our good neighbor of the day today is, and you know him. We all know him.
Yes.
Bruce Hall, today's good neighbor of the day for being so helpful and caring while preparing taxes. He was such a gentleman. Bruce Hall is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison, the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, at News Radio WGNS.
Such a gentleman. Could that be the same Bruce Hall?
I think it's a misprint. Yeah,
I don't know who put that together. If you want to send in a good neighbor of the day, text a neighbor to our number, 615-893-1450, wgnsradio.com/goodneighbor. The way to get them to us. Also, birthdays, anniversaries. We're taking those today, the 9th, and we'll pick up yesterday's birthdays, the 8th, here at 615-893-1450. Here from News Radio WGNS.
Well, today's a special day. Today is National Earl Day, so I'm going to do something special here. Any listeners named Earl, if you text the word WOOK to 615-893-1450, we'll get you a free hat simply because it's Earl Day. We'll get you a WGNS hat, so go ahead and text us.
Wow, prizes.
He doesn't have the power to do that.
He does now. He just said it.
You better leave your hat.
Yeah.
Next is Earl.
Okay, well, I guess we'll do without the song of the day. We'll do it in just a few minutes. But I will tell you that it's an actor that everybody knows that's got this hit. Okay? He was Miami Vice. You remember that? 624 here on the Wake Up Crew.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the activities and the environment.
They have everything. They have exercise class. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much. Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
And you have the little thing around your neck that you can press a button if you need help right away. I feel very safe here.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
If you want to get some barbecue, I tell you how to do it. Head for the Slick Pig and you're into it. Just walk through the door at 1920 East Main and your nose will send a message right to your brain. Say, smells good. And barbecue. Slick Pig. We got ribs and beans. Got spicy wings. Slick Pig.
A Murfreesboro tradition. 1920 East Main.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Dunley. Several people are recovering this morning following a plane crash Sunday in Tullahoma. City of Tullahoma officials say 20 people were on board the plane midday. The plane reportedly experienced an unknown issue shortly after takeoff, causing it to hit trees not far from the airport. Three people were seriously injured, with three flown from the scene in medical helicopters and one taken via ambulance. First responders at the scene treated others, they say, for minor injuries. Fortunately, no one was killed in the crash. Tullahoma leaders say the plane involved was a skydiving plane. The NTSB is investigating the crash. Jefferson County emergency crews investigating a possible drowning. The Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency says a 21-year-old is missing after he reportedly jumped into the lake from a boat and did not resurface. It happened just before 3 Sunday afternoon. The situation unfolded on Douglas Lake near Lakefront Drive, with emergency crews conducting a search and rescue operation. We expect to learn more about the search operation this morning.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
A conclusion to a story that has inundated social media for more than a week. Ed, an escaped zebra from Rutherford County, is back in captivity following a dramatic capture Sunday. Private aviation crews working alongside the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, the Highway Patrol, and the TWRA executed an airlift rescue, transporting Ed from a pasture near Buchanan Estates subdivision back to safety. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Already some exciting news on the Wake Up Crew. Somebody named Earl is going to win a WGNS cap.
Yes, go ahead and text the word WOOK to 615-893-1450 if your name is Earl, and we'll get you a WGNS cap.
Well, now,
it will
have to go through management to get the hat. I mean, you know, you're going to have to fill out a form.
Here.
Out a form, and, you know, it's a real, real tough procedure here.
No, I mean, you'll have to come pick up your own hat.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
all right, well,
we're not mailing it to you or anything.
We'll be checking that. I wonder how many Earls do watch this show.
That's all I want to know.
Yeah. If we get one, I would think that was pretty good.
Yeah. Well, we haven't done a giveaway in a while. I just thought it might be a nice way to spice things up.
Do they have to show proof that their name is Earl?
I think if you're texting that your name is Earl to the radio station, you're probably
safe. What if they just making the name up to get a cap?
You know? I still think it's going to be a marginal few people who do that.
Okay, we'll see. All right.
Remember this song?
Yeah, your name's got to be Earl. I don't know of a. I used to know a guy named Earl. I don't know anybody named Earl anymore.
I know one.
I know the TV show, My Name is Earl.
Yeah.
This is the Dixie Chicks song, or the Chicks, sorry. Goodbye, Earl.
Yeah. That was a good song.
Yeah. It's a good video, too. Everyone watch it.
Well, we got to do our song of the day.
That's not it.
It's Don Johnson from Miami Vice. Remember Don Johnson?
Mm-hmm. He had his hit song.
He's on a boat show this year. I can't think of the name of it. Joshua Jackson.
He's the captain of the boat. Isn't it Dr. Odyssey?
Yeah, Dr. Odyssey. Well, yeah. I knew TV Man would get it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad. This is called Don's big hit. It was number 5 on the U.S. charts in 1986. Now, he was reveling in the Miami Vice popularity right then.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's called Heartbeat.
It's appropriately named.
And it sounds just like Miami Vice, you know.
Uh-huh.
I was looking through internet, and there came a thing, and it said, actors who had big hits. So I scrolled through them, and ours were just as accurate.
Well, after this week, that will only mean we're halfway through.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because there are 30 more.
Oh, that was a pretty good song. I kind of got into that, Heartbeat. Yeah. That was a hit. I remember that being a hit. All right. Now, how we're going to save money, okay? Here are some things that we foolishly, according to the author of this article, that we foolishly spend money on, okay? Can you name one? Be thinking, guys. Can you name one that you would think? I'm going to give one, and then we're going to do Today in History, but y'all be thinking about it. One would be wasting money on a gym, going to the gym.
Oh, interesting.
You know? Because can't you just do that at home or do something similar?
That's a fairly controversial one. Gyms are really in at the moment.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Well, they're not expensive, but they're thinking about in the long run, could you be better off?
Now, if your goal is to lose weight, like you want to be skinny, probably a gym is not for you because you can run at home, you can do cardio,
right,
whatever.
But
if you're looking to build muscle,
yeah,
you probably need a gym membership.
Because all that stuff,
or a home gym.
All that stuff is already there,
right,
you know, that you need.
Right.
It's
all
those
right.
contracts that can sometimes be sticky.
I want you all to be able to, in the next few minutes, sometime this hour, to contribute one thing that you think you spend money on that you really don't need. Okay?
Cigarettes. I'm just kidding.
It's time for Today in History. It's brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
Here we go. 1869, Charles Hires sells his first root beer. Donald Duck made his first appearance in 1934. 1958, Purple People Eater by Sheb Woolley hits number one.
I wouldn't eat you because you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
1962, Tony Bennett debuts in concert at Carnegie Hall.
I left my heart.
Big song. 1970, Bob Dylan gave an honorary doctorate of music at Princeton University.
And you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. Or the times are changing.
1972, Bruce Springsteen signs a record deal with Columbia. And in 1984, Cyndi Lauper gets her first U.S. hit.
It's second-hand unwind. If you love, you can look and you will find me.
And that's going to do it for Today in History. Coming up, it's Brandon Brooks with Rewind. We've got more to come here on the Wake Up Crew. Stay with us on this Monday morning.
Time after time. If you love, you can look and you will find me.
This is CBS Rewind.
June 9th, 1963.
When the sun comes out.
Rising star Barbara Streisand made her third appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show, singing
When the sun comes out.
June 9th, 1989.
Where no man has ever gone before.
The release of Star Trek V, The Final Frontier.
Attempted a madman and taken over the Enterprise.
Critics called it the worst of the series.
You look like you've just seen a ghost.
Perhaps I have, Captain.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
If you ask me, and you haven't, I think this is a terrible idea.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, showers and thunderstorms likely into the afternoon. Under cloudy skies, high near 86 degrees, southwest winds gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. Into tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight. Under cloudy skies, low around 61 degrees. Southwest winds around 5 to 10. Tuesday, lots of sunshine returns. High near 84 degrees. West winds will stay around 5 to 10. I am weatherology meteorologist Jabe Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
They're clearing up an accident involving a tanker truck and a car on 40 westbound, just past Spence Lane before you get up to Fessler's over around the airport. Traffic's building pretty good right now, 65 south as you work your way down through Millersville. I-40 coming in from Wilson County. The Mount Juliet area has really picked up, headed on over into Hermitage. When you need dependable towing for your car or big truck here in Middle Tennessee, it doesn't matter what county you're in, call STR Towing and Recovery, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by Old National Bank, the law offices of John Day, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
I've got pets.
Here's Tom Sweat with AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
AmeriCare's moisture control services include mold testing, mold remediation, crawl space repair, vapor barrier, sump pump installation, radon testing, radon mitigation, and basement waterproofing. If there's something wrong in your crawl space or basement, we can probably help. Just ask for a free inspection.
893-7111.
You're the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
WGNS welcomes all of you to the community who are here for the International Folk Fest. There are performances each day throughout the day. Check our events calendar for more information. Don't forget the Taste of Rutherford, Main Street's annual fundraiser, will be at Oakland's Mansion on Saturday, July the 19th. Put that on your calendar. Get with Main Street Murfreesboro to get your tickets. And Steel Magnolias comes to the Springhouse Theater in Smyrna. It's a short run, July the 18th through the 20th. Don't miss Steel Magnolias. There are free grief support groups every Wednesday morning at 10 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. That's Wednesday mornings at 10, and they're at 325 St. Clair Street. That's also where the Parkinson Support Group meets, at 10 o'clock on the first and third Friday of each month. The St. Clair Senior Center. That's at 325 St. Clair Street. And Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue Department's Teen Fire Academy is June 25th through the 27th. Get with the Murfreesboro Fire Department for more information. And those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. Everything's positive about the food. There are so many choices. There is a menu that you can pick and choose whatever you want. And people who have come here for a meal with me are really impressed at the selection.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Play an old guitar, 9:30 past 1. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy!
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank, bank local, get more. Member FDIC.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger, call McCabe Vision Center.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Get rid of brown splotches, red marks on our face, as well as fine lines and wrinkles. Look 10 years younger, call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
21 before the hour of 7 o'clock on the Wake Up Crew. Be careful out there driving around. Don't have to worry about as many schools, but there are some sessions going on at different places. But I think traffic's been just as crazy as it always is. No, I haven't seen any difference with people going no school or no college right now. But
I noticed a little bit last.
Probably where you're at.
I think last Thursday, it was traffic was horrible. I mean, it took. Now I was driving to Lebanon, but it took an hour and a half to take what was probably a 45-minute drive.
Wow.
So.
All right. Dad joke, a little uneven last week. Let's see what he can do this week.
You know, I've been feeling a little moody and run down lately, so I looked up my symptoms.
Really?
It's adulthood. Yep, adulthood.
That's kind of a true thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of like being an adult.
I'm going three with that.
Yeah, right in the middle of the pack. I think a three is good.
Yeah, but
your jokes are amazing.
It did make a little sense to me, but it wasn't that tremendously, like, whoa, off the charts. All right, more to come. 641 on the Wake Up Crew. More tips on saving coming up.
CBS News Brief. A third night of massive anti-ICE raid protests are winding down in Los Angeles. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti is there.
It is completely locked down. You easily have hundreds of police officers staged throughout the area. Thousands of protesters yesterday. They've since been dispersed this morning.
President Trump fueling demonstrators' ire when he ordered in National Guard troops. Police in San Francisco reporting 44 protest arrests there. The president's new travel ban on 12 countries begins today. CBS's Torian Small.
The idea behind this, according to White House officials, is to tighten immigration controls because they say this is a national security concern.
Ukraine is reporting the largest Russian overnight drone attack of the war so far. CBS's Elaine Cobb is at the foreign desk.
Ukraine says Russia launched nearly 500 drones overnight, but the Air Force destroyed more than two-thirds of them mid-flight.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A brief but urgent alert gripped Murfreesboro Sunday evening when the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation issued an endangered child alert for 15-year-old Jason Manson Jr. Authorities reported that the teen, who had a medical condition affecting his ability to navigate safely without assistance, was last seen near River Rock Boulevard and Sycamore Drive. Fortunately, relief came swiftly just after 9 p.m., The TBI confirmed that Jason had been located safe within Murfreesboro. While details about his disappearance and recovery remain undisclosed, the swift revolution was a welcome outcome for residents and responders in Rutherford County. In Smyrna, the Great Tennessee Air Show was forced to ground its headlining act on Saturday as the Blue Angels canceled their performance due to low visibility. Organizers announced the decision around 3:20 p.m., citing safety as the top priority. The elite flight team had taxied the runway, but ultimately stood down. Still, attendees were treated to a variety of ground-based events prior to the cancellation. In a show of goodwill, the air show extended complimentary day passes to Saturday ticket holders for Sunday's performance. Officials encouraged those affected to check their text and emails for ticketing details and to bring their original tickets for entry. Despite the skies not cooperating, the event carried on with its signature spirit, offering excitement and community engagement in Rutherford County. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick and digestible format, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast, available on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, and our website, WGNSradio.com. Whether you're grabbing your first cup of coffee or taking the dog for a walk, make sure you stay informed with the Rutherford Roundup podcast. I'm Dalton Barrett for WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the Restore.
Shop, save, and donate to the Habitat Restore.
And yes, we are open to the public.
And we keep 560 tons of materials out of the landfill. So be sure to donate your items to the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Where can you turn when you need a friend to put your fears to rest? Turn to the best when you turn to Turner Security. Powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
Next on 101.9 100.5 WGNS, it's the Doug Young Educator of the Month, sponsored by City Tile and Floor Covering, spotlighting Martin Ridgely, a first-grade teacher at Hobgood Elementary. He says some of the most important people in his life growing up were educators, and that inspired him to get into the profession.
I had a great amount of respect for them, and I knew that this was a very noble profession, and I had a desire to really help others.
Martin Ridgely, our Educator of the Month, talks about what he enjoyed
enjoys most about teaching first grade.
Students are building foundational skills that go on to support their learning for years to come. I enjoy creating a classroom community that encourages creativity and curiosity, where students feel safe to take risks. And it's just really rewarding to see their confidence grow as they begin to read and write and think more independently.
The Doug Young Educator of the Month, sponsored by City Tile and Floor Covering on Spring Street. Nominate an educator from our website, WGNSradio.com.
You feel great at Adam's Place.
Melanie teaches all of our exercise classes. I do the stretch and balance.
Alan Butcher.
Avis, our water aerobics instructor. It's really helped me to overcome some of my arthritis pain, and it's just a wonderful thing that we have here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank. We're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank. Member FDIC.
Information that you need. You've just received horrible news that could change your life. What should you do?
I think the first thing we think we're doing, which isn't the right thing to do, build walls around ourselves. Whenever you receive devastating news, it's hard to process. You're kind of in a twilight world where you go home and you think to yourself, now, did he just tell me that? Or did she just say I had this?
Reverend Dr. John Hinkle with Murfreesboro First Presbyterian Church.
What a lot of families do is they want to do just that, keep it between the family. What I actually believe is more helpful is to find somebody to talk to. And I find the act of talking is therapeutic in and of itself. Right? Just the act of trying to get it off your shoulders, get it off your heart, and say to your friend or to a doctor or to a trained professional, this is what I'm feeling. And I think that process alone is helpful. In that moment when I'm told this information, I've lost control. And we think by holding it in, we're gaining control back, when in reality, we're just allowing the pressure of the news to collapse us. By releasing it, you're getting it all out of your system.
And that's information that you need on what to do when your news turns tragic.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Right now, it's 6:48. Boy, time has flown by. Continuing our discussion on things that we could save money on. Now, this guy goes to the extreme, So I don't want you to think it's coming from me necessarily, all right? Because I'm guilty of all the things that he says on here, just about. All right. And you all have had time to think of something you could save money on?
I do. I think I have a good one.
All right. I'm going to give you one more here. And this was kind of funny. Have you checked how many subscriptions you have to streaming services?
Well, that's the one that I was going to use.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Are you guilty?
Probably, yes. I don't even know, honestly.
If he says that if you don't even watch it half the time, you probably just need to get rid of it. So the thing with you, though, is you are into streaming services, so you watch almost all of them. I guess you could justify yours.
The one that costs the most, I haven't been on as much, and that's Hulu.
Yeah, I'm thinking...
But I'm thinking
about...
I hope
he doesn't cancel that one, because I use his Hulu more than I use any of his other streaming services.
I am thinking about YouTube TV.
Oh, going back? Weren't you on it for a while?
I did briefly, but I heard that their setup is a little better now. But
the reason I like Hulu is Hulu has an on-demand feature. Like DirecTV used to have, whatever, it's got an on-demand feature. So a lot of times when you can't find a movie or a movie's not technically streaming on Hulu, you can still find it and watch it because it was on FX or some other network. So it's the place I always search for first to watch a movie because it's usually on there. That's why I like it, but I don't pay for it, so you can do whatever you want.
I don't know why you would need YouTube TV, because if you got all the streaming services, you probably don't need it. If you don't, you don't pay attention to local news, do you? You don't watch local broadcasts?
I haven't. Well, that the local channels is, but you can get local channels on YouTube TV too. So
yeah,
I mean they're there.
You should try Haystack for news. It's got all the local news channels on it, and it streams them.
Well, it's not as much local news channels as it is just television channels like Fox Weather, Weather Channel, those kinds of things that I watch. But the YouTube TV, if you have that, the ads that you see in the YouTube videos, they're not there because you're a premium. And I, for some reason whatsoever, I don't really know, but the last couple of months I spent a lot of time on YouTube.
Okay, but
just watching
to
stuff
the point,
there.
Which one would you cancel if you had to cancel the streaming service right now? Would it be Hulu?
Probably Spotify.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Whoa. How many do you have?
Oh, I have no idea. But Spotify is one, and it's the family plan that Dalton and Bobby are both on, too.
So you can't get rid of it.
Well, never say never.
Remember, I did make you best grandpa.
You have
don't ever forget.
You have Netflix.
Yes.
You have Hulu.
I do.
You have Apple.
I do.
You have Spotify.
I do.
Okay.
I think I still have Apple Music.
Okay.
And I don't even
use
it.
You have Apple Music and Spotify?
I'm pretty sure I do. But when I get my phone, you know, you get a year subscription to like Apple TV and that kind of thing.
Well, the next topic of saving money will be phones. We'll talk about that in the next segment. We could go almost all day with this, so
probably all week.
Yeah. So, and you're really guilty. You really are, buddy.
Well, you're the one who said, "Well, I'm probably guilty of all of these."
Yeah, but come to think of it, after you told me you had 18 streaming services, I think I'm not. All right, let's celebrate some birthdays this morning.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
That's the reason why I have to work this show, do the action line, round table.
We'll have to carry this over to the next hour. Sorry. Maybe we can get it in there the first break, the first time.
You never know.
Yeah. All right, birthdays today, June 9th, Peter the Great. Tsar of Russia,
I'm Peter.
1672. That's amazing how you knew what he sounded like. 1781, George Stephenson, English engineer known as the father of the railways. 1891, Cole Porter, American composer and lyricist. Anything Goes, Kiss Me Kate, born in Peru, Indiana.
Oh, thou shalt ever be mine.
I'll never be thine.
So kiss me, Kate, our lovely Lou.
In 1939, Dick Vitale, American basketball sportscaster of ESPN, had a little bout with cancer, but I think he's recovered now. 1961, Michael J. Fox, author, comedian, and activist, Family Ties, Back to the Future, and let's don't forget that classic, Teen Wolf.
Early to mid-80s, he was a hot commodity.
Oh, yeah.
There's a documentary about all the stuff that he did during that time that he's done in recent years. It's really good. It shows how hard he worked. He was doing Family Ties and Back to the Future at the same time.
Yeah, I think he is. He was underrated in his popularity because he was so big just for 5 or 6, 7 years right there. And it was amazing. But
he had a stint on Scrubs where he played a doctor with OCD, and he was great in that.
Yeah.
And let's not forget Spin City. He was in that.
That's
the mayor's guy, the mayor's assistant. That was really good. I think it lost a lot of its luster. Ooh, sheen and luster. Get it?
Yeah.
I think it lost a lot of its luster after Charlie Sheen. But it was pretty good with Charlie Sheen in it. Well, that was a long time ago. More to come here on the Wake Up Crew, and let's talk about some local birthdays real quick. Ted Craig, Terry Richardson, Nicole Smith, Barry Workman, Olivia Walker, and June Hall and Debbie Meacham have them from yesterday.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, showers and thunderstorms likely into the afternoon. Under cloudy skies, high near 86 degrees, southwest winds gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. Into tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight. Under cloudy skies, low around 61 degrees. Southwest winds around 5 to 10. Tuesday, lots of sunshine returns. High near 84 degrees. West winds will stay around 5 to 10. I am weatherology meteorologist Jabe Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Plugged In podcast focuses on the world of electric vehicles. Stay up to date on the EV world, hear interviews with experts, and more. Listen on your favorite podcast platform or visit mte.com/pluggedin.
Good morning. Starting to pick up through the Dixon area right now on I-40 coming past Highway 46 as you travel through Dixon County. It's building right up through Kingston Springs. 65 is trying to get a little bit heavier than it was southbound a few minutes ago at Trinity Lane as traffic makes its way down from the north there through Madison. 24 trying to load up just a little bit more with some volume up through the Antioch area coming in right now from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Hey, if you recently suffered hail or storm damage, now your roof is leaking, call Independent Roofing Specialist today. You'll be glad you did. Check out irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri-Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture, so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
There's a lot going on here. Entertainers come in three or four times a week. I'm Greg Shannon. Come and check out Adam's Place. Of all the places we checked, it was by far the most comfortable. People make a difference in your life. And here, when we first got here, you know, they come up and said, hey, join us for dinner. They just want you to be part of the community, you know? Just feel so welcoming.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me for about...
Call it Reputation Reborn. Look what you made me do. Looks like Taylor Swift buying back her albums is working for her. Reputation is now back in the Billboard 200 album chart at number 5. That was first released in 2017 and went to number 1.
I know that you did this.
There's Garrett Hedlund in Baron's Cove. It's in theaters and on digital. He plays a dad looking for his son's killer. It's got a cast that includes a number of kids, which Garrett was cool with until one day he told me it got weird.
My son was on set the day that I got hit by the car. He thought it was so hilarious. He thought it was the greatest. He was screaming again, again.
Fatherhood. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58, Brian, John, Dalton here with you this morning. And we're wrapping up the 6 o'clock hour. Want to tell you that Bruce Hall is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being so helpful and caring while preparing taxes. He was such a gentleman. Bruce Hall is going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
And it's super easy to nominate someone as our Good Neighbor of the Day. Text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. That's the easiest way to get those in. You can also get birthdays and anniversaries into us by texting 615-893-1450. Or you can head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays so that we can pile all those names together and give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our good friends at Slick Pig Barbecue.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. Seriously injured? Call the law offices of John Day.
Did that hour go fast or what?
Pretty quick.
Very, very quick. But don't fret. Brian's back with the way Brian can do it. The 7 o'clock hour is coming up. Stay tuned now for CBS News. Our time is 7.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Tensions flare in L.A. protests.
All we're doing is trying to help our people from being separated from their families.
New Trump travel ban takes hold.
Places like Venezuela, Haiti...
Broadway's Tonys are handed out.
This means so much for a little Australian girl to be here on Broadway.
Good morning. I'm Cammie McCormick with the CBS World News Roundup. It was another chaotic night in Los Angeles as the protests continued over federal immigration raids. Jonathan Vigliotti begins our coverage.
We're here at what is the entrance to downtown L.A., and you can see the destruction that's been caused here. You've got several vehicles that are on fire. We're told that these are Waymo cars. You have the National Guard here, LAPD. They put out tear gas, flashbangs that you hear right now to disperse the crowd. It has been working.
An act of violence, whether toward officers, demonstrators, or the public, will be met with swift and lawful action.
LA's police chief says dozens of arrests were made in the past 48 hours. LA Mayor Karen Bass.
I was hoping to prevent this situation from happening. It's the last thing our city needs.
The latest escalation point, President Trump's deployment of 2,000 National Guard troops to L.A. against the wishes of city and state leaders, including California Governor Gavin Newsom, who accused the president of, quote, trying to manufacture a crisis to create chaos. Trump denied those claims.
There was a lot of violence there. There was a lot of violence that it could have gotten much worse. And you have an incompetent governor. We're not going to let this happen to our country.
President Trump's decision to use troops if necessary is raising some concerns, and he isn't ruling out deploying more. He spoke to military leaders last night from Camp David. Nicole Killian reports.
While top Republicans backed having Marines on standby.
We have to be prepared to do what is necessary, and I think the notice that that might happen might have the deterrent effect.
Democrats condemned what they see as a politically motivated show of force. Former Vice President Kamala Harris said in a statement, the administration's actions are not about public safety, they're about stoking fear. No president has deployed the National Guard without a governor's request since 1965, when Lyndon Baines Johnson ordered the Guard to protect civil rights demonstrators in Selma, Alabama. A CBS News poll shows 54% of Americans approve of the president's program to deport undocumented immigrants, although nearly half believe the administration is trying to deport more people than expected.
President Trump's new travel ban takes effect today as part of the president's campaign of immigration enforcement. CBS's Torian Small has that.
The White House is certainly saying it's necessary. This new travel ban will essentially ban travel to 12 countries and partially restricting travels to about seven others. The idea behind this, according to White House officials, is to tighten immigration controls because they say this is a national security concern.
As congressional Republicans continue to negotiate President Trump's budget bill, Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar on CBS's Face the Nation urged them to reject the plan.
All we need is four Republicans to stand up against what Josh Hawley calls immoral Medicaid cuts. Just four of them. All we need is four Republicans to stand up against these food assistance that throws millions of people, veterans, seniors, kids.
Israeli forces have seized a Gaza-bound aid boat with activist Greta Thunberg on board. The Israelis insisted they were enforcing a wartime blockade.
The maritime zone of the coast of Gaza is close to naval traffic, as part of a legal naval blockade.
The protesters on board said a mysterious white foam then appeared on their ship.
We are under attack. Please sound the alarm. They're throwing a lot of substances and objects on us.
There is another war crime about to happen.
The Freedom Flotilla Coalition, which organized the voyage, says the activists were kidnapped by Israeli forces. Ukraine says Russia launched nearly 500 drones overnight in the biggest bombardment of its type since the war began. Dozens of people in six states have gotten sick in a salmonella outbreak linked to eggs. Nearly 2 million eggs have been recalled. The brown organic and cage-free eggs are from the August Egg Company in California. Time on the roundup, 5 minutes past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. it's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
U.S.-China trade talks resume today. They are being closely watched. There's a lot riding on them. Elaine Cobb has that.
China says its exports to the U.S. fell nearly 35% last month compared with the same time last year. That as Chinese and U.S. negotiators meet in London today to talk trade. China has a near monopoly on rare earth exports, which gives it a strong bargaining chip. But analysts say the new figures show the U.S. tariffs are taking a toll. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
There was a skydiving accident in Tennessee yesterday that injured several people. The plane crashed shortly after takeoff south of Nashville. 20 people were on board. No one was killed. Summer is the busiest time for the country's national parks, and visitors may notice some unwelcome changes due to federal cutbacks. Peter King reports.
Elon Musk may be gone, but his Doge cuts could jeopardize operations, maintenance, and protection for 430 parks. Kristen Brangle is with the National Parks Conservation Association. She says staff reductions have come to this.
What I heard from the Yosemite people is that they ended up putting together a schedule and telling every sector of the park that everyone had to take time to clean a bathroom. Like scientists have been going and cleaning the bathroom.
She says she's hearing this from some staff members.
They might leave midway through the summer.
The cutbacks come after the Park Service hit a record high for visits last year. Peter King, CBS News.
It was Broadway's big night last night as the 78th Tony Awards were handed out. Entertainment reporter Matt Wolf reports.
Tony Awards host Cynthia Erivo bought the jokes.
George Clooney, things are going your way.
No wins, though, for his work in Good Night and Good Luck. That award for Best Actor in a Play going to Cole Escola for Oh, Mary, the comedy about Abraham and Mary Todd Lincoln. Lin-Manuel Miranda returned to the stage to mark the 10th anniversary of Hamilton. And Nicole Scherzinger getting the win for Best Actress in a Musical for Sunset Boulevard.
Thank you so much.
Matt Wolf, CBS News.
Time on the roundup, 8 minutes past the hour.
Another checkup? Why are so many people getting new puppies?
Dr. Kim's veterinary office is littered with cuteness.
We are booked solid for weeks, but who can say no to a puppy, right?
Oh, good boy. Oh,
she needs to find extra vet techs to get those pups some extra love.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, candidates can find it easier, so you can hire easier. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
Yeah, for me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed. Small fixes to big upgrades. eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll have updates at the top of every hour all day long. Now, here are Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
The information continues this morning here from WGNS. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along here in just a moment. But let's first get a check on traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by locally owned and operated Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, showers and thunderstorms likely into the afternoon. Under cloudy skies, high near 86 degrees. Southwest winds gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. Into tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight. Under cloudy skies, low around 61 degrees. Southwest winds around 5 to 10. Tuesday, lots of sunshine returns. High near 84 degrees. West winds will stay around 5 to 10. I am weatherology meteorologist Jabe Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning, THB. Still working with this wreck out here in Antioch. It's 24 eastbound near Harding Place. Again, we're just glad it wasn't over in the westbound lanes because that's already congested at times coming down through that section of I-24 westbound at Harding Place as you come through Antioch right now. Again, eastbound, that wreck being cleared near Harding Place as it picks up on I-40 leaving the Mount Juliet area, headed on over into Hermitage and Donaldson. Princess Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Order online this week at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Pastor Nikki Ajapong, lead pastor of Holy Hill Chapel.
Hear our sermons on WGNS Sunday night at 7:30.
Our sermons are loaded with the keys of the kingdom. If you don't have the keys, you'll be stranded.
Visit HolyHillChapelTN.org to hear our podcast.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Good morning, everybody.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
It'll be okay. I know it's Monday, but it'll be okay.
What's the weather going to be like today?
I don't know.
Okay.
I barely know who I am.
Scattered showers?
You say so. I'll have to look here in a minute.
I think it is until Wednesday. I think Tuesday and Wednesday are looking pretty good.
I'll look after the show's over, right before I do Swap and Shop.
Oh,
today
to inform the people?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we have weather throughout. Why don't we listen to it when it's on our show?
I don't want to.
No.
Wow. Okay. Too many buttons to push around.
That's
here.
That's the best granddad ever, huh? What an attitude. Yeah.
Speaking of.
I'm a good grandfather. Hey,
but I'm the best.
I write out the money. I give the checks, and I give them my billfold. What more can I want? I was at Walgreens the other night, and I just gave her my – I didn't want to get up and go out with her. I said, here, just take my wallet.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, they know my PIN number.
Look what I've got already for my little bit. Look at all this money right here. Look.
Oh, that's good. Go ahead and you can give that to her. You can go ahead and give her that.
You're going to give her that much money?
Yeah.
She's a newborn.
She'll never see the light of day of that.
It's not, you're not going to put it in her savings.
She will not.
You're not going to put it in savings for her?
Of course I am. I'm not giving it to him.
That thing will be gone in about an hour and a half.
Well, I'm taking a trip to Starbucks.
Oh, well, what day is it? It's Monday, of course.
It's Monday.
Do you like our
He's
little...
going to penny pinch you to take care of the grandbaby, Dalton. I'm sorry to say.
Did you see our emoji of the week? Our emoji of the week is the dead emoji or the sleeping emoji.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, that's me. This is June 9th. It's Monday morning, episode 1674 of The Crew. Flag Day in 5 days. Father's Day is just 6 days away. And we are still looking at actors who have had one-hit wonders. And this is Don Johnson of Miami Vice. That's the name of his song. Very good lyrics here.
You know, there's something about that song that makes me feel like they covered his voice up a lot. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Like, it's a fake singer. You know what I mean?
I mean, I think he probably went, heartbeat, and then heartbeat, you know, all that music around it.
So in, you know, because when I was growing up, the big movies... or some of the big movies were the High School Musical movies with Zac Efron. And until a few years ago, I thought Zac Efron sang in those movies.
Yeah, he did a good job lip singing, didn't he?
Yes, that he had a voice double, and the same guy has been his voice. He does musicals all the time. He was in Greatest Showman. The same voice double who did his music in the High School Musical movies has done everything since. Because he sounds just like him, but he can sing.
Yeah.
And so they've just made a career working with each other.
Now, he can dance, I think. I think Zach,
yes, he can
move. He just can't sing.
And in the first movie, they overlaid their vocals. They like mixed them. They just had them sing exactly the same and mixed them together. But after that, they just let the other guy do all the singing.
It's amazing how many Disney people are out with the careers now. Sabrina Carpenter was a Disney girl. Was it Demi Lovato that she was one? And Olivia Rodrigo. I mean, they're all big time stars.
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Probably.
In fact, the kid that was with her in that movie that's on Georgie.
Yeah.
You know, she's on it. I mean, there have been a lot of stars come through there. And the girl that was in Wednesday, I think, she was on Disney Channel.
Now,
she was a girl in the middle or something, the name of the show. It's amazing, though, how many are. So.
You know, I've been watching some movies.
Have you?
John, you inspired me. I was on a Friday, and you were doing What Are We Watching on that Friday, and you said you were watching through all of the Mission Impossible movies. How far did you wind up getting?
I am at, I've seen one, two... Four.
Okay.
I have to do them by titles. I can't remember.
So after they, two, three are numbered, then it's Ghost Protocol.
Ghost Protocol, I've seen it.
Rogue Nation,
I've seen it.
Fallout,
I've seen it. And then the one and two. I think three I didn't watch. Mission Impossible 3.
Is one of my favorites, actually.
Yeah, I just haven't had time to get to it.
I did not realize just how good these movies were. Two is not very good. But the first one I love, because I love that first like 45 minutes is shot like an old TV show. Like they use the camera angles and the locked off shots and whatever to kind of mirror the old show. Two is not great, but I like the villain. But from three on, they're like some of the most fun movies I think I've ever watched. All eight of them, or seven of them, I guess. I haven't seen the newest one. But I think my favorite of all of them is Ghost Protocol.
Yes.
That's the one where he climbs the Burj Khalifa, the tall building, and it's got the thing with the sandstorm and all that kind of stuff. Three is probably my second favorite of all of them.
That's one I haven't seen. And
I'm trying to remember the actor who plays the bad guy. He's passed away. He was in the Hunger Games movies. Philip Seymour Hoffman plays the villain in that one, and he is the best villain of any of those movies, I think. He's really intimidating. That one feels like a movie. J.J. Abrams directed it. It feels like a movie that was not written as Mission Impossible, but they turned into a Mission Impossible movie, and it is really good.
They're about as good as James Bond movies, in some respect.
And they feel a little like the modern James Bond, a lot, really. Mm-hmm. They're just not as British. They're very American. Like, they feel very American when you watch them. The weirdest part to me about them, though, is you watch the first one and Tom Cruise is just a normal guy. And then by the second one, he's like a superhero.
Yeah.
The second movie.
He gets more invincible every movie.
Yes. Yes. And that second one, he's doing flips off motorcycles and whatever. And they never really recovered from that. But I mean, I think they're from Ghost Protocol on. They're some of the best action movies out there.
My favorite character out of all those is Simon Pegg.
Yeah, I do love him.
Yes, he's great. And he's in all of them from the third one on. They introduced him in the third one, and he's in all of them.
So. May have saved the franchise, really.
Yeah. And then I like Jeremy Renner. He's in Ghost Protocol and the one after it, and only those two. But. Yeah.
Well, we're going to check on some sports news coming up.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Martin Weiss.
A home run party in the Bronx as the Red Sox beat the Yankees on the road. Trevor Story, Rafael Devers, Carlos Navarez, and Christian Campbell all hit home runs. Abraham Toro as well. Aaron Judge with his 22nd and 23rd home runs as the Red Sox win 11-7. In the NBA, Game 2 of the NBA Finals Series now tied one game apiece. Oklahoma City with a 123-107 win over the Indiana Pacers. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander had 34 points, the MVP, leading everyone in scoring. Alex Caruso and Aaron Wiggins had 20 and 18 points off the bench, respectively. That total did better than every Pacer individually out there tonight. Tyrese Haliburton had 17. Miles Turner finishes with 16, Pascal Siakam with 15. Mavericks are scheduling Cooper Flagg to have a private visit in Dallas on June 17th. The NBA draft is 1 week after that, June 25th.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived in Adams Place for 3 years.
Do you have entertainment?
3 times a week. There's always entertainment. Come on. You can find bridge partners. You can find card game partners. And Mahjong is a very popular game. You never lack for something to do. Never.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
When the unexpected happens, fire, water, or storm damage, Fair Construction can help. Fair Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall, and that seems to happen more often these days. I'm Ron Hall. Let our family at Fair Construction help you. Call Fair Construction and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Fair Construction Company.
Your good health, that's what we're talking about this morning. Kim Dunaway is with us from Sunshine Nutrition Center. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us. If you missed out last week's program, this is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month, and we're going to be focusing on this topic all this month. I feel like I'm in a brain fog, though. What's happening?
Yeah, brain fog is something that's real. It's a real symptom that people have. It's something that has been around for years. Like, for instance...
So this is not current. I mean, it's the buzzword now.
It's not a new problem. It's just... It's one of those things that people are more aware of, right? Like, when... In our industry... For instance, like, brain fog has been something that we've seen a lot for people that have, like, fungal overgrowth at times. For instance, people that eat too much sugar a lot of times will have brain fog. Where we've seen it really come into prominence in the last 5 years was post-COVID. It was a very, very common symptom for people that had long COVID, for instance. And so actually one of the brands that we carry, Life Extension, they developed a product called Brain Fog Relief, and it has phenomenal feedback on it, which is great. So before that, we would try a lot of different things, and there's still a lot of different things that you can try and do that work, but that product works wonders. But first, let's take a little bit of a step back and, like, what exactly is brain fog?
Yeah, right? That's what I was wondering. What is right. it? What are the symptoms? Is it just forgetting things? What is it?
Yeah, and it's not a formal diagnosis, right? Like, you're probably not going to go to the doctor and be like, let me write you a prescription for brain fog, right? It's not like a formal diagnosis, but who knows? In the DSM-6, maybe it'll be in there. But it typically is something that's temporary, right? This is not a long-term thing, but it can happen with extreme levels of stress at times. It can happen with sleep issues, so insomnia, you haven't slept really well. It can happen when you haven't nourished yourself really well, if you've got low blood sugar, you're skipping meals, that type of a thing. And we've seen it happen with certain types of diagnoses as an after effect, chemotherapy, COVID, those types of things, right? So usually it just kind of feels like things are fuzzy, like it's a little bit slower for things to come to you, right? It's, you just feel like it's not, you're just not as sharp, right? And so what that oftentimes is it's really a symptom of something else as opposed to a problem in itself. So always, for me, we've got to get to the root of the problem. Like, what has caused it? Have we fully fix that particular problem? Like you're coming off of a UTI and you still feel like you have brain fog. Have you completely gotten that bacteria out of your system? Do we need to do some type of a probiotic or some type of a mannose product or something like that for that long term? What other symptoms might you have if this is a post-COVID situation? Are you losing your hair? Are you short of breath? All of those things. Let's look at the whole entire picture. But specifically for brain fog, we do have a formula that's great for that one thing. We just want to make sure that we're looking at some other aspects as well to really help us get there. We know that blood sugar can definitely affect the way that somebody thinks and feels, right? Whether you have a specific blood sugar concern or not, because they have a new diagnosis of prediabetes now, and that A1C level is 5.7 to 6.4. A lot of people fall into that range, but we have a lot of people that don't, that still will experience low blood sugar because either they've gone long periods without eating or they've not made the right choices and their blood sugar spiked and then came crashing back down. All of those things can cause it. And so I mention that because the brain fog formula may not be appropriate if that's not the cause of the brain fog issue, right? We want to look at the whole picture and try to see what it is that's causing the problem. If you have an insomnia problem, we can take the brain fog formula, but we also want to make sure that we're taking something to help with our sleep as well. We always want to make sure that we're getting to the root of the problem, but we do have relief for the brain fog. So there's, if you're in that haze and you feel like you're just not as sharp as you used to be, things don't come to you, you're having to wait, you know, before a word comes to you and what type of thing, then that can definitely be something that helps.
I think people have that happen. I can't think of that word, or I can't remember this or that. And you suddenly think, I'm getting Alzheimer's.
Yeah, I do think people panic sometimes, especially if it's at all age-related. And that's not always the case, but sometimes we do need help for short-term memory. You know, there have been times that I took something like Bacopa, which is a nootropic, which is another buzzword, which is just basically like a class of herbs or supplements that help specifically with brain health in some way, usually with memory support a lot of times. But there have been times that I took Bacopa or took Dopa Bean, which is something that helps increase dopamine, and I could tell a difference almost immediately in my ability to memory recall and those things that were afflicting me before.
Should we change our diet? Are we missing something? Is that part of the cause of this?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you think about what most people eat, which a lot of times is a lot of eating out, a lot of processed foods, a lot of things that fix very, very quickly, not a lot of nutrients in those types of products, right? A lot of the grains that we eat are refined, right? A lot of white bread, a lot of potato chips and things like that. They take the vitamins away from those products. That's what makes them refined. And we don't get those vitamins that our body needs to make all of our neurotransmitters and help keep everything firing and keep us sharp. So absolutely our diet makes a big difference.
So if you want to get some of the items that Kim has been talking about today, tomorrow is a good day to do that.
That's right. Our supplements are 25% off at both of our locations.
And where is Sunshine Nutrition Center located?
So here in Murfreesboro, 621 South Church Street, and then in Smyrna, 901 Rock Springs Road.
Kim Dunaway visiting this morning from Sunshine Nutrition Center as she helps you get rid of brain fog. Kim, thanks for joining us.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, I'll get around to it someday? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side, and there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Sue Turpin at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
All the activities that we have, the little trips we take, it's all fun. I absolutely enjoy this place. Everybody here is wonderful, the residents, and all the staff is great. The food is wonderful. It's a great, great place. I would recommend it to anybody.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change has now donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits assisting worthy causes in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is a leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30 Monday morning, June the 9th.
And happy birthday yesterday to Barry Wertman, Olivia Walker from the Walker family, June Hall McCash, Debbie Meacham. Today, Tad Craig, Terry Richardson, and Nicole Smith.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these folks, get them into us. 615-893-1450 is the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's the website. And a delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue. That's the prize. Go ahead and get them in.
All right. Time to get those birthdays in here for WGNS for today or yesterday. Now, here's the news coming up.
With the law offices of John Day on your side, we understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
Traffic, weather, then our news check all straight ahead here on News Radio WGNS. Stay tuned.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, showers and thunderstorms likely into the afternoon. Under cloudy skies, high near 86 degrees. Southwest winds gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. Into tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight. Under cloudy skies, low around 61 degrees. Southwest winds around 5 to 10. Tuesday, lots of sunshine returns. High near 84 degrees. West winds will stay around 5 to 10. I am weatherology meteorologist Jabe Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
Good morning. There's a couple of accidents out here. It's trying to build in a couple of spots. I-40, especially through Kingston Springs, coming in right now from Dixon County. As you head into Bellevue, 65, a little sluggish at times south now. At Trinity Lane, some traffic flow trying to get down Ellington Parkway now from the top down to the bottom. When you need dependable towing in Middle Tennessee, no matter what county you're in, call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
In Murfreesboro, a surprising historical twist has emerged surrounding Tennessee's geographical center. For years, a stone obelisk on Old Las Casas Pike has marked what was believed to be the state's exact middle. However, County Commissioner and local historian Pettis Reed recently revealed that the actual center may lie 300 yards east on private property that may soon be sold. This revelation began when a WGNS listener questioned the obelisk's integrity, suggesting the top might be leaning. Reed investigated, confirming the structure remains stable, though the site maintenance is concerning. He plans to further examine historic photos for any changes. Built in 1976 to honor an 1834 survey by Professor James Hamilton, the monument commemorated Murfreesboro's role as a former state capital. But new findings could reframe this historical narrative, especially since neither the city nor the county owns the land where the obelisk stands. Meanwhile, the county continues to celebrate its heritage with a beloved tradition, movies under the stars. Since 1947, Murfreesboro residents have gathered under the night sky for free summer films, a community initiative started by Hollis Harris, the first Parks and Rec employee. Using a mobile projection trailer, Harris once showcased locals on the big screen. The spirit of community lives on in 2025, with weekly movies rotating across Barfield Crescent Park, Richard Siegel Park, Cannonsburg Village, and fountains at the Gateway. Running through July 26th, the lineup includes animated favorites like Toy Story, Encanto, and Soul. Bring your lawn chairs and blankets. Murfreesboro summer nights await. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers. Father's Day is almost here. Here at Bell Jewelers, we have a great selection of watches such as Longines, Seiko, and pre-owned Rolexes. Longines has many great watches, but my favorite are the Hydro Conquest GMT, Spirit Zulu Time, and the Legend Diver. We have those watches here at Bell Jewelers for you to come take a look at. Longines has more than 190 years of history and pioneering spirit. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hey, did you see that crowd last week?
Well, it's the 50th season. What'd you expect? Fireworks?
Nah, just sweet corn and smiles.
This year marks 50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We're at 7:35 here on News Radio, WGNS, and this morning, time to play the 5-second rule with your new host, John Dinkins.
Dalton will be a participant today along with his father. I think that's good.
I'm very excited.
A father-son, you know, matchup.
I will need about a half second of grace because I am remote. So,
hey man, I'm hosting it. You know I will.
Right.
I won't give him any grace, but I'll give you some. Okay.
Well, I am remote, so it takes about a half second to get to me and then get it back. So.
Okay. Are you ready? Brian, we'll start with you.
Yes.
Name. Wait a minute. Where are the answers? Oh, you don't have answers.
There are no
right?
answers.
Okay,
all
right. Name three types of wine.
White wine, red wine, and Chablis.
You had no idea what you were talking about.
No, I don't.
Red wine, white wine.
Sauvignon Blanc.
Pierre Le Fleur.
Ha, ha, ha. Baguette.
Okay, he made that into an easy one, really. All right, here we go. Oh, sorry. name three primary colors.
Red, green, blue.
Aren't they primary colors?
Non-primary. Those are primary colors.
Non-primary colors.
You said non-primary
colors?
Yeah,
we'll give you another one. You misunderstood.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you got the primary colors at least.
All right, Dalton, here you go. Name three Elvis Presley songs.
All Shook Up, Burnin' Love, Hound Dog.
Very easy.
Glad it wasn't mine.
Well, red wine, white wine, moonshine. Okay. Ooh, these are hard for you, Brian. I don't know why they're coming up. Name three herbs.
Thyme, rosemary, and snuckleberry.
Snuckleberry is not an herb.
No, I'm sorry. Snuckleberry is not
you
one.
You can look it up.
No, we will.
I have it in my cabinet.
Right now, you don't get a point for that. All right. Ooh. Name. I think this is last name now, okay, Dalton? Name three famous Williams. Well, it could be either one.
Shatner, Cavill, Henry Harrison, and Blunt.
I'm sorry.
Mm. Was I out of time? I can't hear the timer.
Yeah,
so.
You were out of time.
Shakespeare.
Brian.
Yes.
Name three SUVs.
Nissan Rogue, the Mitsubishi Highlander, and the Nissan Rayon.
Nissan Ram?
Didn't you hear what I said?
Nissan what?
Titan. That's a truck.
It's not an SUV, that's a truck.
No point for that. Well, we're scoring big here on this one. Dalton, name three grocery store chains.
Publix, Kroger, Walmart.
Excellent. Boy, he's getting way ahead
now.
Wow,
boy. Way to be tough.
Oh, here's one for you, Brian.
Great.
Name three famous Henrys.
Henry VIII, Henry V, Henry IV.
I don't even want to give him a point.
Well, they were famous. They were kings.
There was a Henry the Fourth?
Sure.
If there was an 8th. If there was an 18th.
Well, you know the song, Henry the Eighth. I am, you know. So.
Okay, Dalton. Name three punctuation marks.
Period, question mark, exclamation point.
Man, he is on his game.
Are you giving him, like, from the kindergarten stack?
One right after the other. Name three Pac-10 universities.
Oregon, UCLA, and California.
Ooh, just in the nick of time. We'll give it to you.
I don't even know if there is a Pac-10, but whatever.
One more. Ooh. I'm going to give this to both of you. See if with two of you together, okay? Here we go. Name three minor league baseball teams.
Nashville Sounds, the Tar Heels.
Memphis Redbirds, and the Savannah Bananas.
They're not a minor league team.
They're close.
You know, remember the Braves Network, Gwinnett Stripers?
The Knoxville Smokies.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's it.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm the Restore Director down here at the Habitat Restore. Come on over and save here at the Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the Assistant Manager here at the Restore. And some of the things that I'm impressed with are the great savings that we have with donated furniture, low-cost rugs that we have hanging, and cabinet doors. So if you're interested in doing projects around the home.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Make a bold statement with custom banners and signs from Franklin's Printworks.
We've got a lot of capabilities as far as the material that you can use, either vinyl or paper or foam board or even aluminum or acrylic.
Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks says they can help design eye-catching, standout banners and signs.
We can walk you right through it and pull it all together for you. Our customers sometimes don't even know what they need to know. That's why it's helpful to sit down with a real person rather than depending on something on the internet.
Franklin's Printworks.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
When is the best time to move to Adams Place?
We debated coming here for 3 or 4 years before we came, and I wish we had come a little earlier. Everything could be managed here, and that was a great blessing for us all. I've had a lot of support and a lot of friendships that have kept me going.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping up things here on the Wake Up Crew Monday, about in the books here, we say congratulations to Bruce Hall, our good neighbor of the day today, for being so helpful and caring while preparing taxes. Such a gentleman, someone writes in to tell us. So, Bruce Hall, congratulations. Enjoy the flowers from Ryan Flowers, Coffee and Gifts, and News Radio WGNS as today's good neighbor of the day. You can send in a good neighbor by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Those are two of the easy ways you can get them to us. And also, don't forget, we do the birthday club. We're going to have the announcement coming up here. In about less than 20 minutes here this morning of all the names we've collected and give away some banana pudding from Slick Pig. So stay tuned for that. The Wake Up Crew powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Take control of your energy use with the free MyMTE app. Track your usage, pay bills, report outages anytime right there from the app.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Well, I've been feeling a little moody and run down lately, so I looked up my symptoms.
Really?
Yeah. It's adulthood. I have adulthood.
Replay.
I think we gave you a very fair 3 on that one.
Yeah, maybe a little too fair.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't think that one hits me quite the same because I enjoy being an adult. You know?
Just you wait.
Wait on what? What do I have left?
Oh, you'll find out soon enough. when you go from diapers to staying out all night.
But that's not adulthood. That's
but parenthood. He didn't have your lifestyle. You know, you worked early morning shift. He doesn't do that. I mean, there's a lot of differences in y'all's occupation.
Yes, I do. I'm here right now, John.
Well, we don't call this work. This is fun.
Speak for yourself.
And I didn't have to do it from home.
And you don't
home.
Get paid for this.
I didn't get to do it from home. I had to go to Nashville.
I may never come back. I'm more comfortable
wondering,
than
if you had,
in my life.
If you'd had to do it over again, would you have, could you, if you had the capability of doing it from home, could you have done it?
Back then, no.
No, I know, but now, if you had now, technology now.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if they would
allow you to do it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Where I worked, they have people in other states doing it, so.
Yeah. Okay, well, just thought I'd try to help you out. Oh, no, you've already done it. Yeah, too bad.
It is nice. I this is something, this is like almost a topic, but I'm not going to make it one. It really is, I think, the greatest time in history to be a parent, because anything that can go wrong, I can find an answer for with a quick Google search. You know,
true.
Before you had to like read these books and bookmark it and find all the pages.
Or call
and
somebody, call your mother or father or grandfather or whatever.
I can pull out my phone and Google, is it normal that my baby hiccups every time she eats? And it'll say, yeah, that's completely normal. So that is honestly, I'm very thankful for that.
And if it says, no, rush to the hospital immediately, I mean, you know to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't usually, but if it does, you know, we haven't encountered a problem like that.
You haven't really gotten to talk a lot your hour. Brian,
go figure.
He never does. He doesn't care.
He just lets us rattle on.
I'll have enough talking coming up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. What are we watching? No, that's not. No, that's
the rest of my day. After you leave, I still stay and talk and talk.
Wah, wah.
Womp, womp.
This is you in my head, too.
Time to go.
It is time to go. How about our song of the day? This is another actor who had a big hit, One Hit Wonders, Don Johnson, Miami Vice. Remember him? That's the name.